For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Slate! And action!
It's soundcheck at the Charleston Music Hall. Many national acts have played the venue, but this rehearsal is different. The band Sister Hazel is warming up for a television shoot. Live at the Charleston Music Hall is taping its fifth show to air on South Carolina ETV and South Carolina Public Radio. The show is hosted by executive producer Mark Bryan, better known as the guitarist for South Carolina's Hootie and the Blowfish. As equipment for the evening show was loaded into the hall, Bryan discussed how the show is put together, including the two ways artists are booked. Some are scheduled by outside promoters, but not all, he said.
One is something like this, where Sister Hazel was going to be in town anyway, opening for Hootie. And so we put together a show with Sister Hazel that was not already on their books. We just said, hey, we're going to put a show in, and we book it. The other way is to piggyback off of shows that are promoted.
Co-executive producer Ashley Flowers, Brian's partner, said the two are involved in every aspect of the show, from working with the hall to catering to helping the director put the crew together, even writing the budget and fundraising. But there's even more to it than that.
We get the crew in place. We hire our photographer. We start designing a social media marketing plan. We start doing some press around the taping of the show. We have the band come into town, and once they arrive here, we do an interview segment. They are doing sound check, which also acts as camera blocking for us, and they do it as a full dress rehearsal.
It's taken a while to get the feel of behind the scenes producing, said Brian, who was more at home on the stage than in the office, but he feels good about the program.
We know it is the right thing to do, this show. We know it's the right show at the right time, featuring great acts from a great city. You know, it just feels right to do it. And so if you know something's right, you just got to dig in and stick it out till you figure it out. And that's what we've done.
Brian said one strength of the show is the variety of its artists.
But we're not making it genre specific, which I think is really important. So we're happy to do a country act or a rock act or a, you know, R&B act. Or we're not afraid to go from doing someone legendary like a Sister Hazel to doing a brand new up-and-coming band like Stoplight Observations that nobody's ever heard of.
Sister Hazel has played Charleston many times, and singer and guitarist Ken Block was happy about being back in the city for the show.
Well, Charleston's just been a really special place to us. We got our first record deal while we were here in Charleston, so we've got a lot of really, really good memories. You know, if you'd have told us two decades ago that we'd be together hanging out, recording a TV show in a packed house in Charleston, I think we'd all been like, well, we're a lucky bunch of guys.
Brian and Flowers are working to put together a season of shows to offer PBS. Flowers has high hopes for the show's future.
We would love to see this be a very long-running show. Ultimately, we would love for there to be several other components to the show. Right now, we are on a mission to get the first season on air.
You want that level of excitement.
Brian explained what he wants out of every show.
You want them in their seats dancing, and you know, you will see that look on their face and standing and applauding or dancing, like I said, you know, that kind of thing. We want when the music connects with people and you can feel it and see it on the screen, that makes for good TV. So that's kind of what we're going for.
Brian said producing the show was a challenge for a performer, but outside being on stage, there's nothing better he could do than bring music he loves to a South Carolina and, he hopes, a national audience. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.